Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
98.5 Drive, here with Beck and Jazeel.
What kind of animal is that, though? Is that a leopard and a cheetah?
Them seals? A whole bunch of seals or walruses? What's this, a bobcat? Or is that a leopard?
And Dr. Innes Kluter, owner of Kingsway Vet Centre, joins us this afternoon. How are you going?
I'm good, Beck. How are you guys going?
Good. Always lovely good, to good. See your face.
Sounds better than my teenagers.
They don't like to see your face.
Not always.
Awkward, moving right along. Hey, look, we always ask you some curly questions in regards to our furry best friends, and today is no different. We want to know, okay, if I have a dog and it has a puppy, and then the puppy leaves after 6, 8 weeks, whatever the time frame is, and then lives with another family for 10 years, then is reunited with its mother or father, does it recognise them? Does it know?
Yeah, do they know who each other are?
It's very unlikely. For pets to bond between themselves, there has to be a constant exposure to that. I think once they get to their adulthood, the memories of that fade. And people say they do recognise, but a lot of it is the body language is friendly. So suddenly we see wagging of tails and playing and licking and those sort of things. But most likely, if it would have met another dog with the same attitude, the response would be similar. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's unlikely that it will remember its origins that far into its life.
What about for a cat?
Yes, well, it depends on how high in the throne those cats sit, because it's very unlikely that cats will remember. Of course, cats are a bit more solitary animals, wild cats are a bit more sort of pack animals, but our domestic cats are more solitary. It's unlikely that they'll remember, and I mean, cats don't show a lot of emotion in any case as it is, so I can't think that they will have that sort of reaction. Really.
So you mentioned, you know, before they come into their adult years. So if they are with their mother or their father for 1 or 2 years, would they remember? Where's the cutoff? How long do they need to be with their parents before that memory is stayed in their brain?
I think if you do 2 or 3 years, it might definitely be a better memory for that relationship. I cannot give you a cutoff point. I can't say that I've actually read or saw somewhere that that's the cutoff point. But there will be a better memory after 2 or 3 years, because then they're into the adulthood, they're on a different social ladder, and they will probably remember better than what they were.
What about owners then? Whoa. If they're not going to remember their parents, how are they going to remember an owner?
It's after like 10 years.
It's absolutely amazing. You read these stories over and over in the news as well, and we see these stories where pets run away and they wait for 3 or 4 years and they don't show any emotions until the owner comes in. Now, for them, it's obviously depending on how strong that bond was between the owner and that pet, that same smells, the same voice, the same interaction that reminds them of that. And I would say their interaction is much stronger than what it would have been if it's another litter mate. So with owners, we find that they, 9 out of 10 times, they recognize that.
Wow.
And we sometimes use this for stray dogs. Some dogs come in, they don't have a microchip, owner said it's theirs, and we just let the owner walk through the door with this dog, and you can immediately see the difference in interaction when it's actually this owner's. The owner's smell as it walks into the door, the voice, the tone of the voice makes that dog jump and tail wag. And you can just see it in their face.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they definitely remember. They will definitely
Microchipping is so important. Oh. Just imagine if your dog doesn't like you.
I know.
And you don't pick it up.
Absolutely. We had a case about 18 months ago, a cat that was handed into our clinic. And the guy said he found this cat in the back of his ute. And it turned out to be that this cat, he was doing some work up at Kalamanda. This cat climbed onto the back of the ute. We tracked the microchip back to the client that lived in Kalamanda. and we are in Madley. That's what, about 40 k's away? And if it wasn't for that microchip, nobody ever would have known where this cat belonged to. Get your pets microchips. And by the way, in most councils in Perth, it's illegal to have a pet without a microchip.
Go get it.
The ranger will give you a nice little pre-Christmas fine if you...
nice
if
little.
You, oh, yes. No, you'll have it. Up at ours, it's $200.
Yeah.
Wow. The fine if you don't have, if you have an un-microchip pet.
Oh. Always a massive help. So thank you so much for coming in. Our guest that is Dr. Ennis from Kingsway Vet Centre. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.